This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When you sift through the Quran for ayat, verses that speak of the Pharaoh of Egypt, one thing jumps out so blatantly: arrogance. It's like a thread weaving through different parts across various verses. Each snippet, each verse that touches on the Pharaoh is like a spotlight on his towering arrogance. And you see this theme again and again, painting a vivid picture of his character in the Quranic narrative. And let me share with you a few of those ayat. Allah Almighty said, "Inna Fir'auna 'ala fil ard." Indeed, the Pharaoh elevated himself in the land. Allah Almighty said, "Wa inna Fir'auna la'alin fil ard." And indeed, the Pharaoh was haughty in the land. Similar word to the word before it: arrogance, haughtiness. Allah Almighty said, وَاسْتَكْبَرَ هُوَ وَجُنُودُهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا يُرْجَعُونَ. He and his soldiers behaved arrogantly in the land with no right, thinking that they would never be returned to us. In another ayah, Allah Almighty said, and pick out the same word, the same theme of arrogance, haughtiness. Allah said, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ وَالْجَرَادَ وَالْقُمَّلَ وَالضَّفَادِعَ وَالدَّمَ آيَاتٍ مُفَصَّلَاتٍ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ. We sent upon them the flood, the locusts, the lice, the frogs, and the blood as separate signs, but they were arrogant and became people of criminals. Allah said in yet another ayah in the Quran, وقال موسى إني عذت بربي وربكم من كل متكبر لا يؤمن بيوم الحساب. Moses said, I seek refuge in my Lord and your Lord from every arrogant one who does not believe in the day of reckoning. Arrogance and oppression are among the primary causes of the downfall of individuals and civilizations alike, because it leads to the loss of balance in all aspects of life, where one no longer views the events of life as they are, but as he is. Pharaoh and his people were among the most arrogant, and that arrogance was one of the primary causes of their downfall. But here's where the observation becomes that much more remarkable. Not only does the feature of arrogance appear almost every time the Pharaoh is mentioned, but it is a common theme in almost every one of the nations that were destroyed in the past. Each time, right before these nations collapsed, it was arrogance steering the ship. So take with me these examples. Shortly before the people of Noah were drowned, what did they say to their prophet? فَأْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Bring us what you threaten us with, if you are truthful. Arrogance. Similarly, shortly before the people of Hud alayhi salam were destroyed, what did they say to their prophet? The same words. فَأْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Bring us what you threaten us with, if you are one of the truthful ones. Arrogance. Shortly before the people of Prophet Salih were destroyed, these are perished nations, what did they say to their Prophet Salih? Ya Salih, tina bima ta'iduna in kunta min al-mursaleen. O Salih, bring us that which you threatened us with, if you are truly a messenger of Allah. Do you see how it's a common theme? Now, having said this, let's fast forward to the pharaohs of today. Arrogance or haughtiness, as mentioned by Gerald Steinberg, an Israeli political scientist, is the trait that is responsible for Israel's existential political crisis. What was the word he used? Arrogance. Gideon Levy, an Israeli journalist, he said, behind all this lies Israeli arrogance. He said, we'll arrest, kill, harass, dispossess, protect the settlers busy with their pogroms. We'll fire at innocent people, take out people's eyes, smash their faces, expel, confiscate, rob, grab people from their beds, carry out ethnic cleansing, and of course, continue with the unbelievable siege of Gaza Strip, everything will be all right. And the threats of flattening Gaza prove only one thing: we haven't learned a thing and that arrogance is here to stay. SubhanAllah. You see, when journalists are targeted and the act is openly acknowledged with a silent nod from the global community, when Christian worshippers are met with spitting, when the third oldest church in the world is reduced to rubble, when the bombing of Gaza turns into a ghastly show with people lounging on a cliffside, snacking and cheering as if it was a spectacle, when Ethiopian Jewish women in Israel are given long-term birth control injections by their government because their skin is the wrong color, when you see Benjamin Netanyahu standing before the UN carrying a regional map which completely omits Palestine now, when Israeli ministers call again and again for the new king of Gaza, what does it speak of? It speaks of profound arrogance, and it speaks of a countdown, because Allah does not tolerate arrogance on the land. Ibn Khaldun, who is considered, by the way, as the father of historiography and sociology and economics, demography studies, he made an observation that was the sum total of decades worth of travel and observation and reflection. He said, "الظلم مؤذن بخراب العمران." Injustice announces the ruin of civilizations. Ibn Taymiyyah, he said, "الله ينصر الدولة العادلة وإن كانت كافرة ولا ينصر الدولة الظالمة وإن كانت مؤمنة." Allah supports a just state, even if it's non-believing, and Allah does not support an oppressive state, even if it is believing. SubhanAllah. Only the blind, therefore, cannot see how falsehood has started to collapse and how illegitimacy has rotted to its core and how the repercussions of Zionist arrogance have already started to manifest. Both scripture and history have shown that several things are needed for the walls to finally fall on any empire. And on top of that list is arrogance.